middle of the road. He's trying to find me. I'm standing in the middle of life with my pants behind me. I got a smile for everyone I meet. As long as you don't try dragging my bag or dropping the bomb on my street. Come on, baby. Oh, get in the road. Come on now, in the middle of the road, yeah. In the middle of the road, you see the darndest things. Like fat guys driving round in jeeps through the city, wearing big diamond rings and silk suits. Past corrugated tin shacks full of a kiss, a man I don't mean a Hampstead nursery. When you own a big chunk of the blood of the world, the babies just come with the scenery. Now come on, baby. Get in the road. Come on now. In the middle of the road, yeah. The sand. I can't get from the cab to the curb without some little jerk on my back. Don't harass me, can't you tell? I'm going home, I'm tired as hell. I'm not the cat I used to be. I got a kid, I'm 33, baby. Get in the road. Come on now. In the middle of the road.
So far from where we used to be. divided nation of destruction and despair. Take heed to the world, people, the space we all share.
This is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Motion sickness and my paranoia pays the bills. Would you be my witness as the time flies past? And if you love it, write it down. If you need it, come round. Staring at America, and if I blink, I'll drown. 'Cause when it gets heavy, I start now. But this old love was all I.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Collide. He had cancer real bad. He was probably gonna die that year. I had this friend and he was dying. I had this friend and he was dying. He had cancer real bad. And he was probably gonna die that year. And all that year when he looked at you, he really looked at you. When he said, "It's good to see you," he really meant it. He meant it was good for him to see you. And all that year when he talked to you, he really talked to you. When he asked you, "How you doing?" he really meant it. He really meant, "How are you doing?" It was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was kind of beautiful. So beautiful. Of course, he wasn't like that all the time. He was tired. He was sick. He was scared of dying. Sometimes he got so overwhelmed. He didn't want to talk to anyone. But most of the time, there was this thing with him. He was all dialed in. And when you were with him, the light of who he was, it shined out of his eyes. He was beautiful. My friend was beautiful. He was beautiful. So beautiful. Oh, 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 oh. 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 Well, wouldn't you know it? He got better. They gave him surgery. They gave him chemo. And somehow, he got through all that. And he crawled back into his life. A couple of years later, we were having coffee, talking about how he was that year. And I wanted to ask, but I didn't know how. So I said, "Can I ask you?" And he said, "Do I miss it?" "Yeah, sure. Yeah, I guess I miss it. I mean, I don't want to be dying again or nothing. But yeah, I mean, all that year, I lived the way that we say we always want to live. None of the little stuff mattered. And the love that only comes in flashes, to me, that love was real all the time. And now that I'm not dying, the little stuff matters again. And the love only comes in flashes. I mean, I know, technically I am still dying. Technically you are dying too, but that's not the same thing now, is it? I mean, I guess that maybe the thing here is that unless you're really dying, love only comes in flashes." Wasn't a lot to say after that. We finished our coffee. I got into my car. He got into his car. We drove back into our lives. This was a couple of years ago now. He's still doing pretty good. There is no point to this story, except you are beautiful, and I am beautiful, and we are beautiful. We are so beautiful. We are beautiful. We don't know it, but we're beautiful. We can't know it, but we are beautiful. And it's true, and it's true, and it feels like, oh.
crazy band start up. Each and every day I saw another one just the other day, a special new band. I don't remember lying, I don't remember lying, I don't remember a word, but I don't care, I care, I really don't care. Did you see the drummer's head? We'll be right back.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hey everybody, this is the Tim Blaine Band, and when we're not running through the streets naked, we're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford!
We're not that far along, so